Yes, ma'am.
Well, welcome. How are you?
Fine.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm still waiting to find. Still some. Let me calm down. I'm still working with AT&T. I'm trying to get my situation as far as the phone's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But now, come to find out, I don't know if I told you or not. But since it's going to go on the internet, not internet, but a Wi-Fi crap,
yeah.
I've got to get a new credit card machine that accommodates, you know, being connected to the Wi-Fi. Anyway, so we're talking $500.
What the hell?
Well, that's what I don't have any choice, son.
See, that's ridiculous.
I know it is, but I went through this once before about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago, kind of, because at that time they were doing away with something. I forgot what it was, copper wiring or something. I don't know. And they put this, they gave me a new modem to connect my phone to be able to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've sent me another new modem that I'm going to wait to talk to them on how to connect it up. But supposedly I'll still be able to use it. I don't understand any of it, but supposedly I'm going to still be able to use this phone, and it's still going to ring on this phone. But yet the credit card machine, I don't think it's not going to work. So anyway, now I'm waiting to hear from them to set up a time so I can find out when they got to do it or when they're going to do it. And I've got to order the new credit card machine. It's called a Clover device. But anyway.
That's not right.
Well, no, it's not. Well, I mean, the last time I went through this, it wasn't right. But fortunately, I was able to keep that little credit card machine I had because the line was still active, except it was on a fiber or something. I don't know.
I know. I can't stand this technology crap.
But that's the story, and I'm waiting for them to call me. That's when the phone rang. I thought it might be them, but oh, no, it was Mama.
That's right.
Well, now we got another cold front coming through.
Don't even tell me. I know. You want to know what it's? Let me tell you what we're going to get. You tell me first what you're supposed to get.
Oh, no, it's cold, according to them, I mean, this is just a cold front.
Yeah, same. Same.
I mean, you know, it's not going to be snow, or they didn't say anything about snow or sleet or nothing. We had some of that. When was it? For God's sake. We had another crank up that came through, what was yesterday? Wednesday? Thursday. Yeah, it came in late Wednesday night and Thursday, a wintry mix. But fortunately, the temperature, by the time, you know, the daytime got rolling, it got up to about, you know, the high 30s, almost 40 degrees. But now they're talking about there's a cold front coming in, so who knows what's going to happen. What about you? Same thing?
Here's what the alert. Bitterly cold wind chills between 15 and 24 below zero.
Uh-uh.
Starting tonight into tomorrow.
My God, that's Alaska.
Basically, yeah.
Good God, girl.
Yes.
You walk out your door, it's going to take your breath away.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because it's going to continue to drop. Because right now we're at 22, and it says it's going to, like, from 1 a.m. Saturday until 10 p.m. Sunday. So all day Saturday is going to be, like, very, very cold. So thank God I don't have to get groceries. I mean.
No, but you got to take the dog out.
Yeah, but that's real quick. But trust me, I bundle up everywhere.
Take him out the door and say, all right, you got 1 minute.
Oh, well, I have to put him on his harness and walk with him. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, oh, yeah, I bundle up when I go out, trust me. But he doesn't stay out very long in this freaking frigid cold, so, but anyway. Well, I hope you stay warm and you have a good weekend.
Okay, girl.
All right. Let me know if you need anything, of course.
Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.